Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker, is with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Most workers probably realize that they are, largely responsible for creating their own income in retirement. We need to save and invest throughout our working years, so when we retire, there's enough of a base to create income for life. But how do we know that we're on track? Well, the best way is to create a plan. You can research and build a spreadsheet to show your general expenses and assets. Then you can track your spending, investment growth, and the goals as you progress through your working life. Or work with a certified financial planner pro who already has the tools and expertise to give you that guidance. It's worth the cost. Well, there are some guideposts to gauge how you are doing. So as you progress through your working life, remember that these are generalized and they're based upon your income. So everybody's going to be slightly different. If you're in your 30s, you should work to put away between 15 and 20% of your pre-tax income. And from 30 to 40, you should have invested between 1.5 times your annual income. That's how much you should have in your retirement accounts. Now, if you have a gross $60,000, you should have, that's what you make a year, $60,000. You should have between $60,000 and $90,000 in your retirement account. If you've continued to put monies away and invest between ages 40 and 50, you should progress from 1.5 to 2.5 times your salary. So that means at age 40 to 3.5 to 6. So that between 40 and 50, you go from 1.5 to 2.5 to, as you get closer to 40, you should be 3.5 to 6 times your annual salary. So that means if you make $70,000 at age 40, you should have a minimum of $105,000. And by 50, somewhere between $245,000 and $420,000. As you creep closer to age 60, you're probably getting into your peak earning years. If you're making about $90,000 a year, at 50, you may have about $315,000 to $540,000 in your retirement account. By age 60, you want 6 to 11 times your salary saved. At $90,000 a year, that's between $540,000 and $990,000. Now, once again, these are just rules of thumb. That money should continue to grow by retirement age, creating enough of a basis to offset Social Security and other income, enough to maintain your lifestyle for the rest of your life. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Last week, you went to the dermatologist and had some work done on your face and head and scalp, and you put me in the mood. It reminded me that I hadn't been for a couple of years, so yesterday I went to see the dermatologist.
You did?
Yeah.
Good.
And
what was the result?
She froze. She hit my arms pretty heavy. She asked if I wanted to do the blue light special, and I said, no, I didn't really want to do that.
What's the blue light special?
I've done that a couple of times on my face and scalp and my arms. Now, they put an ointment on your some cream, and you sit in front of a hot lamp for about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it's painful, and it's hot, and it's kind of ugly. But it knocks out all of the precancerous.
Oh, wow.
In one swoop. Well, yesterday, she just took the gun and just went over there about 30 times on these two arms.
Wow.
Hitting spots.
Yeah. The nitrogen, it freezes it, and then they kind of they freeze up, and then they scab up, and then they just sort of flick off.
I got a couple that that's what I did on my face and health. So thank you.
Good for you.
And then they said, hey, we'll see you in a year, because other than that, it looked pretty good. So
yeah.
We don't want to mess around with that skin.
You do not. You want to get those taken care of.
Today, Ted, is celebrating National Cat Day.
Ah.
Hey, the perfect day to give extra attention to your feline friends. Cats make excellent companions, it says here. They rarely miss you, but when they do, you sure know it. We've owned several at our house. Ted, you've been a cat guy for a while.
Yes, sir.
So you're not between cats, are you? You've got one now.
I've got two right now.
Got two again?
Yeah.
Good for you. And, of course, Don's brought his dog in today on Cat Day.
So. Huck would love National Cat Day.
Yeah. If we had one in here, Huck could chase it around the studio.
Exactly. That'd be fun.
All right.
I'm sure the cat would put him in his place, though, pretty quickly.
Probably so. Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 90 degrees. Normal high for the date, 65, and 90 is a new record high for the date. The old record was 83, and that was set back in 1938. A south wind, a gust of 53 miles per hour, clock at Eisenhower Airport.
And once again, the latest we've ever had a 90-degree day in the history of Wichita.
Keeps going, yeah.
Hey, the wind, I lost my power. I was without power for 10 hours yesterday.
No kidding.
Oh, man. I think it was the wind blowing around trees and stuff. And
could have been.
Yeah. So
sometimes that causes problems, big problems for like, so you were out 10 hours, huh? Wow, yeah. I hate that.
Yeah, you don't realize how you take it for granted until it's not there. And then you're like, oh, this is not good. I'll just get on the computer. Nope. I'll watch TV. Nope. I'll have something to eat. Nope.
Well, and stuff in that refrigerator can spoil if it goes much longer than that.
So. I didn't open the door. I think everything stayed
cold
enough.
You'll probably be safe 10 hours, yeah. Wow, okay.
That was my day yesterday.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks to the blustery winds.
Yeah.
How are the interactions with the power company?
They kept sending me updates. It'll be fixed by 4:30. I thought, okay. And then at 4:30, they send it'll be done by 6:30. It's like, okay. And then at 6:30, they sent one. Well, we're done in your neighborhood. If you still don't have power, call this number. I was like, well, I still don't have it. So I called the number, and then they came out. They were there in 5 minutes.
Oh, they were spot.
And it took the guy like 90 seconds to fix it. He's like, okay.
Troubleshooting.
I was like, wish you'd have done that 8 hours ago.
Don't worry. Someday.
But they got it fixed.
Someday soon, we'll have all electric cars. And when your house doesn't have electricity, just go out and sit in the car.
Plus, my phone died. I was like, I can't charge my phone.
You got a little cloud over your head there.
I had to go out to my car and plug it in there. I was like,
wow. Well, on this date in 1917, Soda Butte, Wyoming, had a low of 33 below zero.
Oh, I'm glad we're not there.
This is the lowest temperature ever recorded in the United States for the month of October.
Mm.
And in 1905, Wichita recorded its snowiest October on record. Had a grand total of 2.5 inches.
What year was that?
That was 1905.
Oh, 05. Okay.
Pretty good day on Wall Street yesterday. Everything closed up. Dow up 273 points at the close. NASDAQ up 49. S&P up 15. So a good close there. It was on this date in 1929. Black Tuesday descended on the New York Stock Exchange. Prices collapsed amid panic selling. And thousands of investors were wiped out as America's Great Depression began. It's all started on Black Tuesday. A new poll finds that American voters are approaching the presidential election with deep unease about what could follow. They're worried about the potential for political violence, attempts to overturn the results, and the implications for democracy. The survey from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, speaks to persistent concerns about the fragility of the world's oldest democracy. Comes nearly 4 years after former President Trump refused to accept the 2020 election results and inspired a mob of his supporters to violently storm the Capitol. About 4 in 10 registered voters say they are extremely or very worried about violent attempts to overturn the election results. I'm currently reading a book that my son gave me about the events leading up to the firing on Fort Sumter and the beginning of the Civil War.
A very volatile time in our history.
As that election, Abraham Lincoln was elected, there was a time when they were fearful that Southerners, the Southerners would come to the Capitol and somehow interfere with the counting of the certification of the electoral votes. A guy named Winfield Scott, who was our great general at the time, just brought in a buttload of troops. They were all over the Capitol. Nobody could move without those troops. No, so they didn't put up with anything then. It's good. All you do is the whole deal is you take this box into the chamber, open it up, and certify it, and that's it. That's what the vice president's supposed to do. Anyway, we won't get into that. But time just keeps, history repeats itself, Ted. It's, why 1 week till election day.